Yes, we're going to work the starting five tonight. Is the starting five we'll take into the Arizona game, and we'll see what happens. But that's the five we decided on, with Jason Spitz at center and Alan Barber at the right tackle position.
Put Blackman in it.
Will Blackman suffered a quad contusion in a bruised quad in the game, so he'll be questionable for this week.
Now what's Fishkinek?
Fishkinek had season-ending surgery. He had a broken tibia and fibula, so he was operated on shortly after the game, and he's doing very well.
Can you explain why you made that? Why you're going that direction with the line?
There's a competition, and that's the direction we're going. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, you keep track of everything every player does, and Jason Spitz is the starting center, and Alan Barber is the starting right tackle.
Mike, was it pretty close, or did you feel it?
Very tough decision. I mean, Scott Wells is graded out at a very high level. Scott's probably one of our top three or four linemen as far as grading out so far in the preseason. So that was a very difficult situation as far as determining which starter to go with, because Scott has been a starting center for us, has played a lot of football here. But this is the group that we feel we're gonna start with this week in Arizona. Scott's a professional. I mean, I didn't expect him to be excited, and he was not. But we personally talked one-on-one at length about it. He had a few questions. I answered them very honestly, and he understands why we made that move. So we feel very good about our whole offensive line as a group. Definitely a lot better than we have in the past. But we're very fortunate to have two starting centers on our football team.
What's the difference between Breno and Barber?
I'm sorry?
The difference between Barber and Breno right now?
I just think Allen's further ahead than Breno. I mean, Breno's his response is probably was kind of told the whole story. You know, can we compete one more week? You know, I just think that Breno's coming on. We just feel Allen's further ahead, and that's why we made the decision.
How do you feel about tonight's practice?
I was sharp. That was crisp. I mean, there's some things I did not like. I'll look at the film and I'll evaluate it further. But you know, we spent a lot of time in the building today. You know, we spent the whole morning going through the Buffalo game, making all the corrections, make sure that we're able to continue to progress. The most important film of the week is always your own game, and sometimes you in training camp you want to fly over that and get on to the next challenge. So I think it's real important to spend that time. Everybody had a chance to see themselves play. The coordinators had a chance to evaluate and talk to their respective groups. And then, you know, then we went to lunch, and then we spent the afternoon on Arizona. So put in a pure game plan top to bottom, just like we'll do for our regular season games. And then we came out here with a shorter, crisp practice in shells.
What's the prognosis on the
point? Matt may make it by the end of the week to practice. I mean, he's sore, so it's his first time he's gone through this type of injury. But you know, we'll see where he's at in 2 days. And then, I mean, if he practices, obviously I'll have a chance of playing the game. But I probably won't know that till Wednesday.
Barnett get clear?
I'm sorry.
Did Barnett get fully clear?
Well, he's passed his physical. Yeah, I mean, he's practiced last week, and he's going to take probably 50% of the reps in practice this week. The doctors want to progress him back at a certain pace, but we anticipate him going through the full three practices this week, and we'll see where he is at the end of the week.
Like, you had Thompson for all of practice, but obviously not Clay. Where do you think each of those guys are at?
I would say Clay is realistically going to be ready for Tennessee. Just once again, it's the doctor's vision of how to bring him back off of his particular injury. It's a reoccurring hamstring, so we're giving him every opportunity to make sure this is not a reoccurring injury the rest of the season. So we're going to work him back at a brisker pace this week, and then I look for him to line up next week and get a full week of practice and play against Tennessee.
Those guys have their work cut out for them to beat out Brady right now, though?
Oh, absolutely. That doesn't help anybody. I don't care who you are if you don't practice. I mean, I think that's very obvious. I mean, especially young guys. Everybody's excited about where Clay was when the injury occurred. I mean, he was lined up with the starters at that particular point. But Brady Papenga is taking full advantage of his opportunities. I can't say enough about him. From a preparation standpoint, he's taking every snap in training camp, hasn't missed a practice, and it shows up on the field. He's very comfortable in the new scheme. He's done an excellent job, particularly in the run defense, of taking two defenders time and time again. He's been around the ball a lot. You know, part of the takeaway production that we've had on defense, I think Brady's having a heck of a camp.
Assuming that Spitz was going to be a starter one way or another, did it come out in your mind just sitting against Wells, who's a better player?
No, I would say that. I would say it was really just the combination. Bob, to be honest with you, it's a very tough decision. And we made a decision my first year here that didn't stand for, you know, it only lasted a couple of weeks. It was very close, whether it was Spitz at guard, Wells at center. I mean, that was definitely a combination we looked at. But, you know, we felt last year that Josh Sitton earned a starting position at guard, lost that due to injury. We felt that he has improved. He's a physical player on that right side, and that's part of the reason why we did go with him. But this was a very tough decision. That a lot of conversation between Joe Philbin, Jerry Fontenot, and James Campen and I, and this is the way it turned out.
I didn't hear you. Are you locked into it? Are you locked into those five guys for the Chicago game? How do you feel about it?
If they keep progressing, this is who we'll line up with. I mean, this is the five that we're going to give a chance to generate the continuity that you establish when you do have five offensive linemen taking all the reps together. So that will be determined clearly on the production, their rate of production. So if they continue to produce, we'll continue to have continuity with these five, and we'll move forward. If it doesn't, we got guys that are chomping at the bit that are ready to go. So I think Scott Wells and Embrino have shown that, and so that is definitely a great option to have.
Mike, how do you think Capitals kicked tonight?
I thought Jeremy kicked very well tonight. I mean, just the one punt was okay. Other than that, I thought he hit all of them. You know, there's some fundamental footwork adjustments that Sean and Jeremy keep working on. I think he has more pop with his punting now than I recall in the spring and during the OTAs and the beginning of camp. So he's taking advantage of his opportunity. Durant Brooks is still injured with the hip flexor. So that's where we stand in the punting.
Mike, traditionally that third game is the one where the starters get a good bulk of the work. Considering the success of the first team units on both sides of the ball, do you imagine scaling that back at all, or just wait and see how the game progresses?
Our first group of all the personnel will play the first half together. So whether we start the third quarter, that'll be determined. So that's something that is to be discussed later in the week. But that's my thought process right now.
Mike, has Thompson been moved?
Well, to me, they're interchangeable, but it's just good to have him back out there. Obviously, we've had to adjust more on injury based on reps available than, you know, who we feel is best on the left and the right.